There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to Spiritual Queen's Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. Today, I am super excited to have the lovely Cassidy Kane with us. So Cassidy, if you don't know, is an author, relationship coach, a natural intuitive and channel of spirit. Her teachings on transformational love through energy healing and mindfulness have assisted hundreds of thousands of people on their life's journey. She works with a combination of vibrational alignment, energy clearing tools, and energy upgrades, mindfulness, and Akashic record clearing to help individuals and couples get past blocks and negative patterns to find love and wholeness, both within themselves and in their relationship. So thank you so much, Cassidy, for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Emma. I'm super excited about this.
Me too. So my first question that I ask everybody who comes on the podcast is, when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
Well, I was probably the least expected person to awaken spiritually, I would say. If you look back on my life just 6-7 years ago, which is when it happened, I was living a very normal life. I grew up in an atheist family. My father was very anti-religious, so I grew up being pretty shielded from any ideas of a higher power. And I was taught that, you know, scientific proof was what we dealt with. We read the newspaper. We didn't read the Bible or anything like that. So I didn't have a personal connection with anything spiritual. And I kind of grew up getting a regular education, and I had a job that I lost pretty much overnight, surprisingly. And I had to move back in with my parents, and I had this dark night of the soul where I was sitting in their attic, which was where I lived with all my stuff. It was really dark the whole winter, and I thought that nothing would ever get better. Everything was so dark feeling, and it felt like there was no purpose to anything. And in the middle of that, I had a lucid dream, one completely unexpected night, where I was embraced by light and my heart was activated with unconditional love. And it's something I never, ever would have expected in a million years. And from then on, I started gradually to realize there was something very unusual going on, where I started seeing 1111 wherever I went. And I got really curious about what really was going on, because it was so out of the ordinary. And through that, I ended up going to my first energy healing session, where I was kind of nudged into realizing that there really was something unusual going on, and it's what is called ascension or a spiritual awakening. So that journey kind of, the dream experience opened my eyes to the fact that there was something very special going on, and I kind of explored from there. And through that journey, I'm here today talking to you, which is nice.
I love that. So You talk in your new book then about the 10 love lessons that you've channeled. So for anybody listening, what are those 10 love lessons as such?
Well, actually, there are 111 high vibrational messages on love, healing, and existence, as they all kind of tie together. So there is a lot on self-love and how we learn to have love and relationships with other people in our upbringing. And there are things like the universe talking to us about what makes us the way that we are, our secret superpowers. A lot of us think that there's something wrong with us when we're growing up, but it's actually a deliberate kind of seeding in from our soul's perspective that we are meant to be who we uniquely are. And I talk a lot, well, the universe talks and I write about the nature of love as an energy and how to tap into that and how to fill your life with more energy and to use that process to uplift relationships and also your own life.
Amazing. So for anybody listening who, you know, wants to kind of invite spirit into their relationships more, how can we make our relationships more divine?
Well, I was thinking about this the other day, and really the truth is we are already divine. And I love this story from Hindu mythology about the humans and the gods that really, I feel, illustrates it. It was the gods felt that the humans had been getting too powerful, so they wanted to hide their power from them. Some of the gods felt threatened. So they debated between themselves, where would they hide the humans' power from them? Should they put it at the bottom of the ocean? And someone else said, no, they'll just find it there. And they suggested hiding it on the top of the mountain. And someone else said, no, they'll just go there and find it. And they ended up with the perfect solution, which was they would hide humans' power inside the humans themselves because they would never look there. And I feel like that's such an illuminating story about how we often walk around thinking that divinity or the happiness is something outside of ourselves, when if we go within, we find that we are divine already. We are all souls living a physical experience. So I like to think of it as chiseling away the limitations and the beliefs that we have about ourselves. So when two people are together, when they really know themselves and they've gone within and they've tapped into their own inner light, so to speak, and they're at peace with who they are, that relationship then becomes more divine because the two people are being their true soul self. They're not in the human construct and the fear and the lack all the time, which is what keeps us out of that divinity.
Definitely. And it's such simple advice, but something I think we all need to be reminded of sometimes, of, you know, that it is within us. And when we can remove those blocks and almost address it face on, you know, face the things we don't want to face, that is the secret. That's the way through, as such, as you say. So onto the juicy stuff then. You are mostly known for being a twin flame teacher. So what are twin flames for those who don't know?
I feel most people know what a soulmate is, or we've heard of that. So I'd say the twin flame connection is absolutely the most intense and close soulmate connection, where to explain it in kind of scientific terms, everything is energy, and soulmates are beings whose energy is similar to us. And twin flames are two beings whose consciousness on the soul level vibrates at exactly the same frequency. And that's why they're often called one soul in two bodies, because they're that similar. So it's a very, very strong soulmate connection. And the purpose of it is returning to a state of unity through unconditional love.
Is everybody a twin flame, or how does that work?
Well, that's interesting. A lot of people ask me about that. And you would think that that's a logical thing, but it's not actually the case. Where most souls divide or become individuated from coming off from what we call source, the original consciousness. But twin flames are one existing individuated soul that chose to divide. And it does that for the very specific purpose of learning about the nature of duality and unity. And that's something that we as a society are learning about, the nature of seeing the self in other and realizing that we all are kind of made of the same matter, that we are all part of one greater whole. So twin flames are, you can call them volunteer souls who signed up to experience a heightened version of that experience of being separate then becoming whole or having been whole.
So what are your top tips for twin flames who are navigating towards that inner union or outer union?
I would definitely suggest that people look into who they really are deep down, because as I mentioned, the twin flame connection is about the sharing of that frequency that the two twin flames share beneath all their human exterior personality traits and their family background. So when we can journey back to who we authentically are as a person, that strengthens that connection between the twin flames, that we call it the soul song. So very often people struggle on the outside, but what really will powerfully attract the harmony and the love that they're looking for is to go within and connect with their own authenticity. Because when we go chasing on the outside, we kind of abandon our own center, and that can cause a lot of issues.
Definitely. So let's talk a little bit more about love lessons and what we can kind of expect from the book. So what do you feel is the most common problem or topic people come to you with regarding love, and how would you advise them?
One thing I notice a lot is people being unaware of how their family background and their country's culture affects how they see relationships and how they see themselves. Like sometimes people show up and I have a lot of females contact me, and they have this unconscious interpretation of men as being unreliable, not very responsible, not very hardworking, and this unconscious alignment with women or females working hard and having to be responsible and a man letting them down and disappointing them. And if you look back in history, you can see that in agricultural societies around the world, that was a very common way that people lived, where the woman worked very hard and men had freedoms that the women didn't have. And obviously that repeated over generations after generations, and it's become this unspoken way that people tend to look at each other. So I definitely would advise people to kind of go on that inner treasure hunt and find out what is really their belief, what is really their opinion and feeling, versus what is something that's been passed on to them from someone else.
Definitely. And do you think that self-love is the ultimate key to having that harmony in all of our relationships? What would you say is the biggest thing that people could focus on?
Definitely self-love is super important. And unless you can kind of have that feeling of love inside your body, if you don't have love for yourself, you can't kind of be in alignment with love with someone else fully. There tend to be issues. But one thing I feel I would love for people to talk more about is what makes people not love themselves, because it's usually something we learn in childhood, or it's something we match from someone else. Like if we grow up with a mother who's constantly dieting and berating herself for her appearance, that kind of thing, we usually don't love ourselves because someone has showed us somewhere along the line that we don't deserve to love ourselves and that others don't love us. So advertising, that kind of thing. I mean, there are so many sources of issues that don't really come from inside of ourselves. They're messages that we've received from the outside. And what I love about this book is that it can help you tap into that authentic inner state of love again, because the universe is kind of reaching out to us with these messages and helping us to open that connection of fulfillment and that connection of authentic love again, and recalibrating into a state of inner wholeness, which then makes it a lot easier to have harmonious relationships with outside people too.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the new book then. So your new book is called The Universe Speaks, Are You Listening? So give us a little synopsis of what we can expect from the book and when and where we can get it.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. These messages really helped me along the way as well. And they are 111 high vibrational channeled messages from the universe that are also designed to be an oracle. So you can use it for yourself, or you can help a friend who needs uplifting or answers. And it can be read cover to cover, but you can also use it as an oracle. And it's all about love and existence and how to uplift and call in more love and light into your life.
Brilliant. And when's it out? Where can we get it?
Well, it's out worldwide now. So you can get it online. You can get it in most bookstores. You can get a Kindle download or a physical copy, where you can obviously use it as an oracle a little more easily.
And if you had to give us one out of those 111 messages, which one is your favorite one from the book, if that's possible to pick one?
Yeah, I do have a personal favorite, actually, and it's the one I end the book with, because I really like to set people up to go on from the book and into a new state for their life. And it's about the light is never really gone, and who we are in love is never really gone. It's like the sun shining. The sun seems to disappear when nighttime comes, but it's actually always out there shining. When clouds pass by, it seems like things become dark, but really the light never stops shining, and the universe is always working to support us. It's more a matter of whether we're open to perceiving its messages and receiving that support and that help. So I really hope that this book can help people to tap into that support that's really working to reach them and to uplift their life in whatever way is needed for them through that.
I love that. Beautiful message. So my last question to you today then is, what is one piece of life advice that you would like to leave my listeners with?
Okay. Well, this is something that's really benefited me. And I see that it's something that's not spoken about a lot, but it can really make a big difference when you get it right. It's that we all have this inner compass that it's working to show us our happiest state in our life, to point our direction to bliss. So it's this innate intuitive guidance system where you can feel what's in alignment with you, where something will feel light and effervescent if it's guided, and something will feel heavy and dark if it's not. So when we can learn to listen to that divine compass, our lives become so much brighter and more enjoyable. And in that, everyone's compass is slightly different. So one person has it calibrated finely to their essence and their life purpose, whereas someone else's compass is pointing them in a different direction. So we are our own greatest teachers in a lot of ways. And I really like to encourage people to get to know themselves and to go within above all, because no one else can kind of impose their method on someone. It's all about our own system and what uniquely works for us. So getting to know themselves is something I would advise to everyone.
Amen to that. I absolutely agree with that. So where can my lovely followers find you if they want to learn more about your work, Cassidy?
If they're a twin flame, I'm at twinflames1111.com. And if they are not a twin flame, they hopefully will find a lot of useful stuff. I have a free heart activation session that people can get, which is at cassidykane.com. And they can find my Instagram, social media accounts through those two pages as well. And I would love to hear from people.
Amazing. Well, good luck with the book, Cassidy. It sounds amazing. I can't wait to get hold of a copy myself. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on as well. It's been such a pleasure talking with you today. And I know that everyone listening will have really enjoyed this episode, because it's full of such amazing pearls of wisdom for twins and for soulmates as well. So thank you so much, Cassidy.
Thank you so much, Emma. It was a pleasure talking to you.
So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my podcast episodes today. I really hope you've enjoyed Cassidy and I's conversation. As always, you can find a clickable link to Cassidy's website down below. And if you want to learn anything more about myself, my life coaching, or anything else I have to offer, like my videos, you can find it all on my website, emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. And don't forget, you can join my free Law of Attraction support group group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things law of attraction and spirituality. So I hope you have a lovely week, whatever you are up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.